21.8. EDE 01010520250746Q. Now, why talk about fractionated oxygen? It's one way to produce oxygen. Ambient air contains approximately 21% oxygen. This oxygen can be extracted by air fractionation. Appropriate cooling can separate the oxygen from the nitrogen and other gases. I don't currently know if the production of oxygen for space is acceptable for air fractionation as an oxidant source. However, I do know one thing: the quality and purity of this propellant must be evaluated before its use in a rocket. I'm wondering, without any research, how can this be done, while discussing the quality of this propellant? The color of the flame, in a controlled environment, should allow for an initial assessment of the product's quality. A second approach could be to heat distilled water and establish a BTU integral in relation to the liquid temperature. And why not a detonation test, and a measurement of the applied mechanical force? And yes, once an inspector, always an inspector. These few lines are written out of respect, not bragging. Now let's try an experimental measurement based on electrical conduction. This obviously requires stable propellant temperatures during quality control. This approach could allow us to evaluate the product using conductivity, voltage, and also electrical current as references. By continuing to increase the voltage, an electrical breakdown should occur at the moment the arc is produced, thus providing a reference point for product quality. If you were the one sitting in this giant bomb, wouldn't you think it would be appropriate to carry out these checks? I think so, wouldn't you? Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of kidnapping in September 2007. May 1, 2025.